Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and also we have been broadcasting on our new network, Rapture Ready Radio, which Jackie Elnor is in charge of, and next week Jackie will be with us, and we will be talking about TBN, the future of TBN now that Jan and Paul Crouch are both gone. What will become of TBN? We will see. I have a sneaking suspicion that Matt Dubois Crouch, he's allegedly a Dubois, which was alleged by Brittany Crouch, the daughter of Paul, that Matt was not the son of Paul Crouch Sr. So my suspicion is that he will probably start selling off the assets, and before they become liabilities, as I imagine that many of them have already become liabilities. But anyway, we will be talking about that next week. And as you know, Jackie Elnor was one of the first people, and maybe one of the only people, to interview Brittany Crouch Coper, Paul Jr.'s daughter, who was fired by TBN. She has a lengthy interview on YouTube, so you can listen to that. Now, this is her testimony about her grandparents. I think she knows probably better than most people what they were really like. But they call it Christian TV, but it's not Christian. So you say, why do I say that? Well, I get a lot of comments sometimes, especially on my YouTube channel. I probably get more comments on there than anywhere else, but and that channel is under my name, Susan Puzio. But some people say to me, now the majority of the people agree with what I'm saying, but you get some people and they say, oh, don't judge, and everybody makes mistakes. Okay, we know that as Christians that everybody makes mistakes. But we're supposed to judge. You don't just let anybody say anything or do anything, and then you don't make a judgment. You make judgments all day long. So I don't know why people think that for some reason we're not supposed to judge these so-called anointed men and women of God. But anyway, but it's an excuse. They like to manipulate people so that you don't think. They don't want you to think. So just do things. Just do what they say and don't think. That's what they want. But God gave us a brain. He gave us the capacity to think. He gave us the capacity to reason. So the Bible says, come, let us reason together. So we must reason things out. And yes, we can forgive people, but these people now, and most of these people like Rod Parsley, who we are going to talk about today, these are unrepentant sinners. This is a person who, now I am on his email list, and he sends out a begging, crying email every other day or sometimes every day, and it's all the same thing. It's all about, send me some money, and when you send me some money, God answers your prayers. That's what it's all about with Rod. Now, Rod Parsley, he's supposed to know the Bible. I think he's got some letters after his name because he likes to call himself Dr. Rod. But Dr. Rod, you better go back to Bible college, you know, because you don't know the Bible, Rod. No, you only know the Bible that you like to twist scriptures. And the Jesus that you talk about, he's the Jesus that you come to him, you have to lay down some money or hand him some money. Otherwise, he leaves the room, you know. He leaves the building. That's the Jesus you talk about. The Jesus you talk about, he's like the Hindu gods and the Buddhist gods that you have, and these other false gods where when people go to pray to these gods, they have to bring flowers and they have to bring candy and they have to burn incense and they have to leave something there. Otherwise, you know, God gets mad, you know. But that's not the Jesus that we know. So I have very little tolerance for these people because they have Bibles. And everybody that goes to church there at World Harvest, including his wife, which she left her brain at the door too, or she probably likes living in that million-dollar house, and she probably likes all the perks that she gets from, you know, that they call Lion Hillary. Well, Lion Rod, and Joni, she just sits there like a Stepford wife. Remember that movie, The Stepford Wives? Well, she sits there like a Stepford wife, and she has to listen to Rod. Now imagine, she has to live with this guy, and she rarely comes to church. I mean, once in a while she pops in over there, but she has to live with him, and then she has to hear him preach, but he's been ordered to shut up by God. I mean, God has shut him up again, where he said a few weeks ago that he was ordered again after God shut him up for over 6 months he had to shut up. And that was a time where God was trying to get Lion Rod's attention. He was trying to get Lion Rod's attention, and Rod came down with throat cancer. Now imagine that. And so now he claims he's healed, but he's been ordered to shut up again. He can't use his voice, and he may not be able to use his voice the way he used to use his voice. He said maybe for 3 months or maybe a year. We'll see what's going to happen there with Lion Rod. That's what we're going to call him. Because he lies about Jesus. He lies and lies. And the other day, I think Father's Day, there were some people over there at the church. I mean, it was pitiful. It was just pitiful. There's Rod sitting in the first row, and he's got this pitiful look on his face, and you can go look at the videos. He puts his church services up on the internet on iHeart TV, so there you can see some of them on demand, or you can go there on a Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, and look at some of these services over there. And he sits up there in the front, and he just looks so pitiful. These two elders. Elder Canfield, oh, please, Elder Canfield, pitiful person. And he's just mainly Rod's yes man. Most people that stray and they go off and become cult leaders, like Rod Parsley, he's a cult leader, they have yes people there. They don't have no people. They don't have people that tell them the truth. So that's what Elder Canfield and the rest of them are over there. So there are two of these grown men now, these two grown men. One guy, I guess he might be in his late 20s. Elder Canfield, he's probably 50 or something more, maybe years old. And they're saying that Rod is their spiritual father. We want to thank our spiritual father, the father of this house. Please, it was so pitiful. The father of the house that is leading you straight down the path, the road to destruction. I think you better get a new father. I thought, I have a father. And I also have a heavenly father. Now, my earthly father and my heavenly father, they want me to do the right thing. They want me to do the right thing. They don't. My parents worked every day of their lives from the time that they were teenagers till they retired. They didn't con people out of their money. My parents didn't teach me to con people out of their money. They taught me to be honest and have integrity. Not Rod. Rod, now, and my father God. My father God tells me that I have to have integrity. I have to deal honestly with people. I can't twist the word of God. I can't use it for my own gain. And I'm not supposed to rob widows' houses and things like that. Yes, that's what my father God tells me to do. But Father Rod over there, Father Rod, and I'm going to play some audio. And Rod, this is an open letter to you, Rod. And I want to know, Rod, Father Rod, why do you teach your children, you teach your daughter especially, who's a clone of you, she's becoming just a parrot of her daddy there, so you're going to be handing her the keys of the kingdom, but it's not going to be a kingdom by the time she gets it. But why do you teach your so-called spiritual children there at World Harvest how to rob people? You teach them how to rob widows' houses. You teach them how to rob the poor. You promise the poor people, and I imagine that most of the people that go to your church are probably middle class, maybe not even middle class. I imagine there's probably very few millionaires in your church. There might be some millionaires in your church, but I imagine most of the people that go to your church and probably the reason they go to your church is because you promise them the world over there if they will tithe and they will sow seeds of money. You say to them that God will look down from heaven and that God has special days, Pentecost and Jubilee years. Now imagine this. Imagine Almighty God looking down from heaven. And he's looking down on Rod, and Rod says, God has a Jubilee year, and there's only one Jubilee year. I think this is the time for five, and there's never been a time like it in 500 years. I didn't know that God was sleeping. I didn't know that. And can somebody please show me some scripture where it says that God sleeps and that He only blesses people at certain times of the year, Jubilee years. Now he's got beauty for ashes. See, because he's having this big conference and he's got the Paula White coming, who he was gushing all over. He almost couldn't contain his lust when he had her on his program last week. And I don't know, Paula, what did you do to your lips, Paula? I don't know. She's got I think she had too much Restylane or Botox injected into her lip. Like she's got a fat lip. I don't know. Did her husband sock her or what? I don't know. But she's got this lip, bottom lip. It's all swollen and hanging over. And I mean, the poor thing, it was pitiful. Paula, you don't look good. What did you do to that face? Her eyes are frozen. Did you ever see people that have bad plastic surgery and they have too much of an eye lift and their eyes are bugged out? they can't close their eyes. They're constantly have a look of amazement on their face. Well, that's Paula. Yeah, her eyes are bugged out. One lip goes up to, when she talks, it goes up on one side. And now the poor girl, too much Restylane, in those lips. But anyway, Rod, he could hardly contain himself. You know, Rod, you got a problem. But let me tell you something, Rod. I'm going to tell you something. You know, the Bible says that every hidden work of darkness shall be revealed. Now, that's what the Bible says. I'm not making it up. You know, I'm not making it up. I'm going to read a scripture here from Ecclesiastes now, especially. I'm going to read this scripture here. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Now, this is a great chapter. But it says here, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Now, Rod, that's a little word for you there. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. Now, I'm just going to read, I would love to read this whole chapter because this chapter is great. But here's another little, I'll start reading at verse 18 here. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, know not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Now, Rod, you know all those little things you're doing in secret? All those little things. Well, they will be revealed. If you repent, God will have mercy on you. But you remember, and some of us remember, maybe some of my listeners don't remember what happened in 1985 or 1987 when Jimmy Swaggart, now remember Jimmy Swaggart had I think he might have had the biggest ministry at that time. Maybe he was taking in more money than anybody else. I'm not sure. It could have been a close run there with PTL at the time, Jim Baker's ministry, but Jimmy Swaggart was so popular, and he thought that nobody was going to touch him. And he thought that he could do whatever he wanted, and that after all, he was Jimmy Swaggart. But Jimmy Swaggart had enemies. He made some enemies. And one of his enemies was Marvin Gorman, another preacher, so-called. And Marvin had hired some private detectives. Now, I don't do that. I don't hire private detectives to spy on people. No, I don't do that. I mean, some people do that. That's fine if that's their thing, but that's not my thing. So, but anyway, Marvin Gorman had these private detectives, and even Marvin himself was getting in his car and following Jimmy. And Jimmy was caught leaving a motel room, and also, when he was leaving the motel room, a prostitute, a well-known prostitute, was following him out the door and waving goodbye to him. So when he got to his car, and this is on video, I think you can find the video on YouTube or somewhere, Marvin Gorman approaches Jimmy as Jimmy's getting in his fancy car, and Jimmy realizes that he's been caught, you know. Okay, so whatever you do in secret, it's going to be revealed. Now, Luke 12:3 says, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do, but I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? So that's a little warning there from Luke 12:3. Now you say, why are you saying this? Well, it was a few months ago when I had tuned into one of Rod Parsley's Sunday morning so-called services over there. And one of the singers got up, a blonde lady singer, she got up to sing, and I found this very disturbing. Now, if my pastor did that to me, that would be the last time I would be over at that church. But after she finished singing, Rod decided he was going to give her some words. And he jumped up on the platform and laid hands on her and told her that, that her husband, from now on, her husband was just, you know, he wouldn't be able to keep his hands off of her. Now, why in the world would any man of God talk to a woman of God in that way? First of all, it's none of your business, Rod. And what a thing to say. So, I mean, after I heard that, I thought to myself, this guy has his mind in the gutter. But usually what happens to people that they can't control their lust when it comes to finances, and Rod, surely he cannot control his lust when it comes to finances, well, then usually there's other things that go on. There's other things that go on. And I noticed, now, I tried to grab that audio because I found it stunning. And, now, why? Why didn't Rod put that service up on the internet? And they took it down. They didn't want anybody to hear it. He realized that he made a big boo-boo over there. So, they erased that service from their archives. But I want to know now, Miss Joni, do you like your husband talking like that to women in the church? Like, you approve of that? I don't know, Miss Joni. I don't know. But anyway, Rod Parsley, he's a trip. Now, I'm going to play some audio. I'm going to let you hear Rod for yourself. You will hear some of these pitiful messages here from Rod. Now, like I said, he sends me emails two times a week, three times a week, four times a week. It depends on how desperate he is, how much money he might need. And he's pretty desperate right now because he's got a ruling against him where a court ruled that he was going to have to come up with $1 million to pay off a lady there, a family there that was suing him at the church. And he was going to have to pay them off, and the insurance wasn't going to cover it. So this $1 million is going to have to come out of the church's pocket. And they were being sued for allegedly spanking somebody's child at the school, something like that. But you see, now, Rod, he likes to talk about you reap what you sow. He's big on seed faith. He's big on when you give, you get. So, you see, Rod, this is how it works. When you take the way you take, somebody's going to come along like this family did, and they filed a $3 million lawsuit against you. So that's a lot of money, and I think you had to pay most of it, right? So you might enjoy, there's pleasure in sin for a season, so there's pleasure, short-term pleasure in ripping people off and scamming people in the name of Jesus, but eventually you reap what you sow, okay? I'm going to say that scripture is going to hold out for you, that scripture, because you're going to reap what you sow. Now, Rod, what I would really like to see from you is I would like to see you say, I'm sorry to the body of Christ. That's what I would really like. I would like you to stop calling yourself pastor, doctor, and all that, and just be Rod, just be you, and repent. Repent before it's too late, because you are, you're not well. And you can say whatever you want, but you don't look well. Again, you've been ordered not to talk. And so what so-called preacher likes to hear that they have to shut up, because preachers love to preach. They love to talk. And especially you love talking, because all you can talk about is money. Almost every television program you do, every time you have a service over there at World Harvest, you spend sometimes 15 or 20 minutes taking up offerings. How much money do those people have to give you over there? The same thing on television. It's not about the gospel. It's not about the gospel. Can a week go by on your television program where you're not asking people for a seed faith offering, $51 this and $1,000 that? And you can't stop yourself. You're like a man possessed, and you can't stop it because your lust has consumed you. You don't even think straight anymore. Nobody in their right mind behaves in that manner that is supposed to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. No, they don't behave like that. Pastors, real pastors don't behave like that. Real ministers of the gospel don't behave like that. Well, I don't stay up all night thinking about a new scam I can come up with to raise some money. I don't have to tell anybody what I need. If God doesn't meet my needs, if God can't hear my prayers, then why do I believe in God if he can't hear me? Why? Why is it necessary for anybody to have to throw some money on an altar or put some money in an envelope and wave it at God for God to do something for us? And why do we have to be people that... like you're always crying for money, always crying for money. And yet I bet when people in your congregation have a need, if they come over to get some benevolence over there, probably don't even want to hear it. You don't want to hear people in your congregation crying for money? They probably cry for money a lot because you love to take it. So who wants to hear you crying for money all the time? It's ridiculous, honest. Anyway, I'm going to play some audio here. You'll hear Rod yourself here. Now you hear Rod and Paula. Now Rod and Paula White have teamed up, and she's going to be at his so-called refresh conference or something he's having over there. Believe me, people will not be refreshed, because night after night, they will be taking up seed faith offerings. And they say that now with this one, if you sow $61, now what a bargain, right? $61, and God will give you beauty for ashes. You know, he claims that he's got 50,000 letters on his altar that have come in so far for this conference. And then he claims that by the time the conference starts, and I think it starts July 1st, that he will have 300,000 letters. Come on. Now, I'm sorry, but how can people be so dumb? 300,000 people sending a prayer request to Rod Parsley to put on an altar, and then he's going to burn something, and it's only going to cost you $61 for this beauty for ashes. But doesn't the Bible say that God will give us beauty for ashes? I don't see anywhere there in that scripture where it says that it'll cost you $61. I don't see it. But Rod, you make it up. You make it up, Rod. You have a scam for everything. You even have a scam for beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Yeah, God's going to turn your tide. And for the next few weeks, it will cost you $61. $61. What a deal. So I'm going to play Rod and Paula now. You can go on to Breakthrough if you want to see it yourself. But if you go on to Breakthrough and you look on the programs, you will see Rod and Paula, and you'll see her sitting there. You see Rod just falling all over himself. And you will hear it yourself. And I know you'll find it hard to believe, but you'll hear it yourself. So here, I'm going to play this audio here for you. It's about 5 minutes.
Very strongly from Isaiah chapter 61 in this jubilee year of restoration, of freedom, that the rose of Sharon, Jesus Christ himself, wants to give you. Hear me, because it's prophetic to you today, right now, right there, where you are. God wants to give you beauty for those ashes, freedom from every stronghold and bondage, healing and restoration. This is the season to receive and lay hold of the promise of God. On the opening night of Dominion Camp Meeting, July 1st, I'll release my faith with yours under a 7 times greater anointing as a result of God totally healing me of cancer. A 7 times greater anointing is what I'll be releasing on July 1st over the tens upon tens of thousands of prayer requests that will be placed on our altar for God to break the chains that have held your joy back and kept your freedom in captivity. Oh, I want to pray over your prayer requests under this new and fresh anointing. But I can't do it unless you get those requests to me. Do it today. And then as a representation, oh, the Holy Spirit spoke this deeply within my spirit. I know it's going to be like transforming for you. God spoke to me that he's going to reduce, burn to ashes those things that have hindered you for so long. And as a representation, I'm going to burn those prayer requests, and I'm going to place a sackcloth with every single prayer request. That's right. Because God is about to turn your mourning into rejoicing, your desperation into delight, your bondage into blessing. He's about to give you beauty for your ashes. He can do it. He will do it. Everything God does, you know, begins with a step of faith on our part. God always says, conditionally, I'll do this when you do that. What's he asking you to do? Oh, as Cornelius did, as Hannah did, mix your praying and your sowing. Let your request be wrapped in a seed of expectancy, sown in faith, that rises up under the presence of God as a memorial. That's why I want to encourage you to sow an Isaiah 61 seed in this year of Jubilee. Isaiah 61, beauty for ashes, a $61 seed specifically targeted toward your need as an expression of your faith. When you do, your seed is going to become the key that releases your blessing.
Wow.
Pick up your phone. Do it right now. Don't hesitate. All the adversary wants you to do nothing so that you can just have more nothing. He doesn't want you to break through and have beauty for ashes as God promised in this year of Jubilee. He's trying to hinder you right now. Break through. How do I do it? That's right. Pick up that phone. Pick it up. That's the first step. Pick up that phone, or sit down and write to me, or open up your iPhone or your iPad, or go on your personal computer, type in rodparsley.com, do it right now. Sit down and write out that $61 check, or tell the prayer partner right now as you dial that number on your screen, this is my Isaiah 61 seed. Tell Pastor Rod, I want sackcloth put on that altar. I want him to burn that sackcloth as a representation that my mourning is turning into joy and my bondage is becoming a blessing as God gives me beauty for ashes. So that $61 seed right now. Why is it important? $61. Oh, because it represents your faith in that word. You're saying to God, here's my seed. God, I'm putting my life, I gave my life in the seed, I'm placing it before you, and I'm believing you to give me an Isaiah 61, beauty for ashes, miracle.
I mean, he's lost his marbles, right? Oh, dear. Honest. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. It's pitiful. Pitiful. Yeah. Pitiful. No, let Pastor Rod. He thinks he's something else, this guy. Anyway, now I'm going to play him and Paula. They've hooked up because, you know, Rod, he's been watching Paula on television. And, you know, she scams just exactly like he scams. They have the same scams, him and her, the Passover offering, first fruits. She's doing the Beauty for Ashes seed, too. So, they're like their brother and sister, Paula and Rod. And now they're hooking up and she's going to come over there to World Harvest there in Columbus, and they're going to have this conference starting July 1st, and some of the other people that are going to be there are Perry Stone, who him and his father, they talk to dead people, and, Cheryl Brady, who bankrupted her own church, and Tudor Bismarck, some other, a variety. Oh, Clint Brown, who bankrupted his church, and his church went into foreclosure. See, they're having a very vast variety of successful people at this conference. Now, look, anybody could have financial problems. I understand that. But the thing with these people is Clint Brown and Cheryl Brady and a few of the other people that are going to be there at Rod's conference, they were telling everybody at their church that if you tithe and you sow seeds and all that, that you'll never have financial problems. But yet Clint Brown, he bankrupted his own church and it went into a foreclosure auction. He wound up getting a divorce. He lost his home in foreclosure. So it didn't work for him. Cheryl Brady, she's another one. She'll tell you, you'll see her on TV and she'll tell you how God will bless you if you sow seeds and if you tithe. But yet Cheryl, it didn't work for Cheryl. Cheryl bankrupted her church. I think it was in North Carolina. Was it called The River or something? Anyway, her and her husband, they bankrupted that place, and it was sold at a foreclosure auction. It's documented on the internet. The paperwork is there. I saw it, and anybody else can see it. And so, you know, it didn't work for her. So that's why I say they tell you that it will work for you, but it doesn't work for them. It doesn't work for them. So, as I said, Rod is having a whole string of unsuccessful people there. And Paula White herself. Now, you know, Paula White herself bankrupted two churches. You can go on my YouTube channel, Susan Puzio, and see the video. I took the video personally of the two former churches of Paula White and Randy White that were bulldozed. They're not even there anymore. They were flattened to the ground. Both of them were in foreclosure. One was sold at a foreclosure auction. Without Walls in Tampa filed for bankruptcy. You can see the documents online are available. I also have a picture of the bankruptcy document on my video. And so it didn't work for Paula. Didn't work. Seed faith, tithing, all that. No, she herself bankrupted two churches that no longer exist. They've been flattened. But here's now Rod and Paul, and they're telling you that you give $61 and all
from the marriage. I went through a divorce, and they'll see that. But I'd gone through a 9-year investigation. That everything that could be touched, my stepdaughter that I'd raised from the time they were 2, 5, and 7, the three children that were my stepchildren, dies of cancer. Mm-hmm. And here I am laying hands on the sick. Here I am believing God,
and
everything in my life can be shaken.
That's right.
But Pastor Rod, God had given me a word, and he said, everything will be shaken that can be shaken. But I asked him when it was going down, I said, what did I do wrong? And see, someone's sitting in ashes saying, what
That's
did
right.
I do wrong?
That's
because
right.
my humanity, my flesh could not understand, because God's ways are not man's ways. But you see, this is the year
there
of Jubilee.
Is,
and God said, what if you didn't do something wrong, you did something right? You see, and you're sitting in ashes right now, and you're saying, how do I get out of this? It's not you getting out. It's you just being obedient, because it's a year of Jubilee. And God had to make it so impossible. Well, you see, it looked like, I felt like Paul, and I'm not comparing myself in any way, but Paul was laying down because they had stoned him. And stoning is where one thing after another piles on top of you. And everything in my life, when I looked to my family, when I looked to my finances, when I looked to my purpose, when I looked to my ministry, when I looked to my health, there wasn't one area that was not looking like ashes. But God said, the latter house will be greater than the glory house, the former house. And so here it is that you have to understand, no matter whether it was 10 months ago or if it was 10 years ago, this is your year of Jubilee, that God's going to take your ashes and he's going to restore it for beauty. You have to get up and call that toll-free number and just sow that seed of $61, but hear what I'm saying to you. So I'm looking at everything that seemed like ashes, but God said, I'm going to turn this around. Now, I don't have time, but you'll have to come to camp meeting so you can hear, so we can pray over you and lay hands, so I can preach a word that's going to bring you out of that situation into deliverance. You need to send in your prayer request with that $61 seed, because what I can tell you right now is that every area in my life has been fully restored.
Yes.
That I am married to the most amazing man who happens to be not only super handsome, but he is a full package, loves God, and has his own money. Praise the Lord.
I go,
he's full package. He plays for a band called Journey, wrote some songs like Open Arms and Don't Stop Believing and Faithfully and about 200 more. I'm pastoring one of the greatest churches. My health has been restored. My family has been restored. My children are served and saving God, and I am at the absolute best, happiest place I've ever been in my life. Why? Because some people had to walk away, just like when Paul was laying there. But Paul lifted himself up. The disciples even walked away. And you're looking at your ashes, but the Spirit of God is lifting you up right now. And you say, how? Because you are activating, just like Pastor Rod said, yourself into the place that God has positioned you in this divine moment. How? By obedience. Because you cannot reap a divine reward without obeying a divine instruction.
Right.
I am sent by the voice of God to tell you that when you call that toll-free number, when you send your prayer request in, when you sow your seed of $61, you are literally saying to the Spirit of God and coming in alignment with all of heaven and the host of heaven standing in agreement that God, for his glory, out of your story, is going to take your ashes and turn them into beauty. Don't miss this moment. You say, why? Because God has very specific moments. You can't wait till next year. You can't wait 5 months. You can't delay, because delay will mean denial. So I will see you at camp meeting. I'm going to lay hands on your seed and on your prayer request. And Pastor Rod, I'm coming in agreement with you.
We are.
In the name
of
Jesus.
One chases 1,000, two puts 10,000 to flight.
Whew.
There are over 50,000 requests laying over there right now that have already come in for Dominion camp meeting. It'll be 300,000 or more by the time camp meeting commences. Now, why would you be left out?
Yes.
Why would you be left out? God set his watch in the heavens 500 years, actually on the fourth day of creation. God said, I'm going to give a sign in the heavens that for over 500 years has not come to pass. And then I'm going to release that into a jubilee year where I, God, have determined that my people are going to go free. This isn't about you determining. Your only opportunity is to obey. The only thing that you have to do is obey, because when a word from God is given, reason is never required. Faith alone have to answer that door. So take a step of faith right now. Sow that $61 seed so that we can come into agreement. We've got beautiful ministry gifts for you, but Pastor Paul and I haven't even mentioned them because they really don't matter. They pale in significance to what God's going to do when he turns your ashes to beauty and gives you the oil of joy for mourning, the spirit of jubilee. It's yours. Dial that number on your phone right now and step in to your miracle.
To bless your step of faith, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new book, Beauty for Ashes, Jubilee Freedom for You. His powerful message, Tears for Joy on CD, and a mezuzah Hebrew parchment inscribed with a household blessing from Deuteronomy in a beautiful pewter case to display in your home. Sow $100 or more today, and in addition, you'll also receive Pastor Paula White's Relationship Package, 8 messages on DVD to help you be victorious over your personal pain and heartache.
Valor Christian College is not just a place to be, but a place to...
Oh, dear. Please. God help us, please. You know, these people, where do these people come from? I think they crawled up out of the pit somewhere. You know, Paula White, please. She talks about her new husband. This is her third husband. This guy, he's not saved. This guy's not saved. Just a few months ago, and you can go on to my website, my YouTube channel, and you can hear the audio. And there's a lady actually that has the video of this Sunday morning service there at New Destiny Unchristian Center in Apopka, where Paula White and her husband, Jonathan Kane Friga, he's a rock and roller. I mean, he's 66 years old, so I don't know. I mean, that's a little old to be a rock and roller. But anyway, he gets up on a Sunday morning, and she wants you to buy her relationship series. Notice that in the end. She's offering for your $100 gift, you can get Pastor Paula's series on CD on relationships. Well, this is what they were teaching at a Sunday morning relationship class. Sunday morning, the children were in the sanctuary there. And Paula and her husband are tag team preaching. Now, realize this guy doesn't know the Bible. I don't know that he's saved. He gets up and he tells the women in the congregation that if their husbands like to watch pornography, they should watch it with him. Because he says you have to get where you want to go. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure that after that, that the mothers that had their children sitting there, their teenage sons, their teenage daughters, their little children, and the wives of the husbands of that congregation, I thought for sure that that place would empty out and people wouldn't go back there. But no, it didn't. I mean, I think they are losing people because they keep removing chairs, and I noticed that they're also removing pews or chairs from Rod's place. Yeah, and they're making it smaller. But you can go hear the audio on my YouTube channel, and there is the video on YouTube. The lady's channel is The Remnants JNJ. The Remnants JNJ. She's, and I think it's called Paula White, Another Adulterous Marriage. But she has the video there of those two saying this. You can see it for yourself. So why in the world would I want a relationship series from this woman? Why in the world would I listen to anything she had to say? It's insane, really. It's insane. So these two people are scam artists. They're going to team up now. And for $61, you can have Beauty for Ashes. And they will put your prayer request on the altar during this camp meeting, and they will lay on them and sweat on them or whatever they're going to do. And don't bother. Look, save your money. You can pray for yourself. You don't have to pay anybody to pray for you. Tell your friends and your neighbors. You might make some enemies when I don't understand why Christians get upset when you tell them this, but you don't have to pay anybody to pray for you. You don't have to send in any offerings just because it's Rod Parsley or Paul. Why would you want Paula White laying hands on? Why would you even want her coming near you when she tells you lets her husband tell people to watch pornography? Why? And as of late, you're hearing so much of Paula White with a particular political candidate, and she's helping to organize these evangelical meetings with other ministries. Don't you know who this woman is? She's not a woman of God. Why would anybody want to associate themselves with this woman? When I was at a political gathering a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know she was going to be there. She came out. I booed her. Oh, I'm telling you, it made my day. I got to boo her loudly three times. I would have kept booing her, and I was yelling out "scam artist," and I was told to stop booing. Otherwise, I was going to be removed, and I didn't want to be removed. But anyway, I got a few good boos in, and the people around me, I was able to tell all the people around me she's a scam artist, and people were going on their phones, and they were saying, what's her name? And they were looking her up on the internet, and they were saying, yeah, she's a scam artist. So some of the other people around me were saying, get off, be quiet. And anyway, it's ridiculous. But that's Rod, and that's Paula teaming up there. You know, they have no fear of God. They have no fear of God. But I was going to talk a little bit today about the I'm going to play one more clip from Rod, but I was going to talk a little bit today about the England removing themselves from the European Union, which was big. I'm telling you, this was big, and I am so happy for the United Kingdom today, I must say, because they're saying, no, we want our country back, and we want our borders back. And see, at one time when you went to Europe, and this was many years ago, they all had a different currency, which now they have the euro in many countries. They have one currency. Of course, the British people still have the pound. But the when you went from country to country, you had to show your passport. Every country you went to, you had to show your passport. They wanted to know who was coming in the country and if you were coming in legally. But not anymore. They want open borders. And they weren't able to control their own borders. When they belonged to the European Union, they had to follow the European Union's guidelines. And it's kind of a setup for the one world government. But we see the same thing here in this country with the open border policy. And things happen in Europe first a lot of times. Socialism was big in Europe. And they've managed to divide our country the same way with promoting socialism and socialistic programs, which I'm not a fan of. I am not a fan of socialism. I believe everybody should work and try to take care of your family. I don't really want to take care of your family, you know, unless God tells me to help you. But I don't want to be forced to take care of somebody else's family. I just don't. So I don't think we should be forced by the government to take care of other people's health care and their college and their housing. And I don't want anybody forcing me. I want to do things of my own free will. God gave me a free will, and I want to use my free will. And so anyway, I'm not going to talk today about the Brexit, and from I will do a program probably in about 2 weeks, and I will focus on that. And if anybody is from the UK, any of my listeners, and you want to come on the program and talk about it, I would love that. You can contact me, Susan@propheticnews.com, and we can get your perspective, somebody actually from the United Kingdom, about what this means, how long it's going to last, because they want to hold another another vote for people that want to stay in the EU are protesting the vote, and they want to vote again. So this is not going to be easy, because it doesn't go with the whole one world order plan and the one world government plan. The fact that these, thank God, the people there in the UK, they said, no, we've had enough. We're taking our country back. So happy day for England today. But like I said, we'll do a program, because there's so much involved in the end times and the financial markets. Now they're threatening. They put this outward. There's going to be this financial collapse. But no, it's not. I mean, they have a very good economy in the United Kingdom. They have a lot of their own industries and farms, lots of farms in the UK. And so, no, they're not. The UK is not going to collapse, because they want to withdraw from the European Union. But We'll do a program on that in the coming weeks. But I'm going to play one more audio here from Rod and his new buddy there, Coy. Mr. Coy something. Oh, boy, what a con artist this guy is. This guy is pitiful. And Rod just loves him. He says he's never felt an anointing like this before. But we're going to close the program out with Rod and Mr. Coy. So here you go. Here's some audio from these two. And this program was on last week also on his network.
I've never sensed an anointing in this breakthrough studio like I'm experiencing right now. I knew it would be that way. God said seven times greater when I give you your voice back from cancer, and I'm going to increase that anointing. Now, he's given me someone to agree with today, unlike any anointing I've ever enjoyed. Dr. Coy Barker is bringing you into the Jubilee anointing. Dr. Barker, take us there.
Let me just say to you real quickly, hear the word of the Lord. Because I believe when a God moment comes, you have to understand the seriousness. You have to seize that moment because it's not just another program. Hear the voice of God. The Bible makes it real clear, and I'm going to say this, I want you to grab it, because God brought it to me like a fire. In Leviticus 25:21, he says that he's going to give you a triple harvest. A triple harvest. I want that to come alive in you, because God said he's going to give you, out of this seed that you're planting, God's going to give you 3 years of harvest. I mean, when God spoke that to me about this program, I leaped inside. I said, God, that is so sovereign. So whatever it is that you've been making the last year, God's going to triple it.
Jesus.
Whatever you made in your investments last year, God's going to triple it. And all you have to do is heed the instruction that God's given to you right now. And let me tell you this. This came to me so forcibly this morning, because I knew that God had spoken to Pastor Rod Parsley and said seven times greater anointing.
Yes.
When I was praying before daylight this morning, God said to me, as they sow into that anointing, I will give them seven times greater anointing.
Jesus.
To have breakthroughs,
Jesus.
To have breakouts, to see their debts removed, to see their household saved. I will bring them into that place where the power of God is surging in their life.
Mm.
So I want you to know right now, God's calling many of you. You could give $100. Some of you can give $250. Some of you can only give $60. Some can only give $30. But I want you to do something immediately. Hear the voice of God. Or go to rodparsley.com and just say, I am here. It's a totally protected site where you can get your seed in the ground immediately. I just hear the voice of God saying there is an urgency that is upon us right now. Because this anointing,
oh God,
this anointing that God has trusted us with today tells us that something awesome is about to happen in your life. This anointing, this power, this glory that's here in the studio with us is saying to you, whatever your need is, no matter how big it is, no matter how great it is, that this simple instruction from God, remember, if you obey a God instruction, God gets involved in the intricate details of your life. So whatever it is that you've said to God, God, I need this. Understand, go to that phone, pick that phone up right now in Jesus' name and say, here is my $30, here is my $60, here is my $100, or here is my $250. And let me tell you something, this Bible that he's offering to you for a $60 gift, most places want $200 for that Bible. It's incredible, it's beautiful, and it's one like no other. I mean, it's for you to help you to enter into this Jubilee season. So I'm saying to you right now, run to the phone, join Pastor Rod Parson and I, and know this is the God time. There is no time like the time, this time. Isaac sowed in the year of famine, and guess what happened?
Yes,
he reaped 100.
Hallelujah.
So you don't decide sowing by what you're going through. Mr. Businessman,
get up, make that phone call.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name, sow right out of that business and find out what God will do. God will open the heavens. I had a man who owns a major business in Florida. Mm. He said, Coy, I've got to have a breakthrough in my business. He sowed a major seed, thousands of dollars into the kingdom. You know what happened? He got $5 million worth of contracts in 7 days.
Jesus.
Are you listening to me? God's saying to you right now, take that step of faith.
Yes, God.
Don't put it off. Don't wait till some other time. This is your God moment. I am so thrilled that Dr. Rod Parsley allowed me to come here with him and to be a part. And I just thank you, Pastor.
Will you come back?
I promise. I promise.
Oh, I want you to come back. You know, God orders our steps. Listen, I've been to hell and back.
Yes, you have.
I have. The devil is defeated.
Yes,
tried to silence my voice with cancer.
Yeah.
He tried to take Dr. Barker out, and I'm not even going to share with you how. It doesn't matter. He made a strong attempt to stop it.
Yep.
And God told us, when you get back, your anointing's going to be seven times
greater.
Seven. And now we're in agreement together for your seven times greater. This portal of opportunity is only open right now.
Yes, it is.
Listen, this particular Jubilee has not happened for 500 years.
Think about that.
And it will not happen again for 50 years. This anointing is available right now. Your seed of $60, I'm going to send you the beautiful Jubilee Bible. Your $100 seed, you get the entire Jubilee treasure library. I'm not even going to go into all of it. You get it all. But what's most important, you're going to be released into the greatest anointing of your life. Go to your phone. Don't pass this portal of opportunity. It's open right now.
Yes.
Dial that number. We love you.
It's Jubilee, God's grand design for your 36.
Oh, dear. Yes, that was Coy Barker. Coy Barker. Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of the new kid on the block. He's an older guy, but I didn't see him so much just over the past year or so, though. He's been everywhere. He's the new con artist associate that they're using. Every now and then somebody new pops up. They pop up out of the woodwork, especially if they're good at selling miracles. The better they are at selling miracles, the more you'll see them on these networks. It is really pitiful. And we hope that our program has blessed you today. We hope that you get the message and you tell your friends not to fall for these cons anymore, that giving is about love. Remember that it's not about you. It's not about you getting something. That's not what giving is. Giving is about blessing somebody else just because you want to help them. And the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So we get a good feeling when we help somebody. We don't do it to get something back. And that's what Christianity is. Christianity is about love, because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And that's what we want to see here on our broadcast, and we want people to realize that you don't have to buy anything from God. You don't have to buy his blessing. It's free. Anything you need, all you have to do is ask. You don't have to give anybody any money or give God any money for him to bless you. He says he gives us freely all things. So remember, giving is an act of love on our part, and we want to see a reformation in that area. So, and we hope Rod Parsley will repent of his wicked ways. Wicked, wicked ways, really. So don't forget also my book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offerings. The book is available on Lulu, and that's lulu.com, the print edition. And the Kindle edition is available on Amazon. Over the next few weeks, it will be up on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. We're getting all those details worked out. But if you have any friends that have any doubts about some of these so-called ministries, there's quite a bit of research that I did, and the book is 312 pages. It's good print, large print, so it's easy to read. It's an easy book to read, but there's many, many documented details and about Paula White and about Richard Roberts and Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland. So it's an interesting read. And I think it can really help people to see the light and to see how these people have used the body of Christ really for their own personal gain. And we want to see that stop. And we want to see people act like real Christians instead of scamming people in the name of Jesus. Yikes, how low can you go? But anyway, thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate all my listeners very much. Thank you so much. And you can email me, susan@propheticmuse.com. Love to get your emails and your input. So have a great day and be blessed. We pray that God meets your needs. And remember, Jesus loves you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, ask him to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Repent of your sins today. Jesus said in the third chapter of John that you must be born again. First you're born of your mother, then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. Read the third chapter of John today. Also read the book of Romans. The book of Romans says confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. No matter what you've done, Jesus will forgive you. And he will give you beauty for ashes. Yes, he will. And it's a free gift, salvation. God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. Someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.